I think that's racist bollocks.
It's racist bollocks, perhaps, but do you think it's true? So if as a child I learned those pig noises, can I be a pig? You had these, what we call in English, golly... What were they called? Pussy or something. What were they called? These... It's what I was told they were.
So, in light of the recent election in Finland, which has seen a nationalist Finnish party almost come first and now join the government, we thought it would be interesting to go around and ask random Finns what they thought about Finnishness, what they thought it meant to be a Finn, and to what extent genetics plays any part in being a Finn.
What does it mean to be Finnish?
It's just perfect. We love this country and this culture.
If my children were born here, could they be Finns?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They like learn to be Finns. Like they.
The culture and everything.
Yeah.
So a black man could be a Finn.
Yes, of course.
Do you see Finns as kind of like a tribe almost, like a people, like a cancer?
Yes, of course.
So, kind of, for example, if someone is born here, but they are, I don't know, their parents are from somewhere else, England or Jamaica, can they be Finns?
Why not? If they can speak Finnish somewhat, that's enough.
But you said that Finns have an origin, so that they are like a tribe. But how can you become Finnish if you have to be like a people?
I think mostly it's the language, and you have been enough time here to have been working here and to know a little bit of the Finnish history. And
okay. So one of these Iraqis that comes to Oulu and they are born here, can they be a Finn? Do you accept that such a person could be a Finnish person?
Kyllä voi, jos lapsena tulee vaikka tai sillä ja... oppii maan tavoilla ja oppii suomen kielen niin jotenkin sillä ja kyllä minä uskon, että voi olla, mutta sehän aina yksilökohtaista, että.
They have identified 40 specific noises that pigs make, and they mean clear things. So if as a child I learn those pig noises, can I be a pig?
Ihminen jo luonnostaan sika, niin ei tule enempää. Ei voi tulla sikaa, niin ihminen on ihminen ja sikaa.
What do you think people would think in Finland if in the presidential election a black man was made president of Finland?
Ei kai se mua ainakaan haittaa, että pitää oli minkä värinen tai mikä sukupuolinen ihminen taas, niin pitää kaikki on samalla viivalla, niin mulla on ihan sama kuin Pekka Haavista tuo.
Okay. If we had this conversation...
miehistä.
Onko se okay, että hän tukka miehistä?
Kyllä on.
Ollut. Miksi? Koska 20 vuotta sitten, no 30 vuotta sitten Oulussa, ehkä ihmisen reagoida oli, että hän on homo, ei uskomatonta, ei hirviä. Mutta ei nyt. Miksi se on erilainen tilanne nyt?
Miksi eri?
Media on muuttanut tätä, kun ihmiset uskaltaa sanoa, niin se on media lähtenyt mukaan siihen Suomen mediaan. No,
ihmisten
niin,
asenteet.
Niin, asenteet on muuttunut siihen niitä kohtaan. Niin.
Do you think this change is a good change?
Joo, on se hyvä muuten, että tasa-arvoa enemmän sillä tavalla, että Suomessa ainakin, ei tietenkään kaikissa maissa ole, mutta Suomessa.
Do you think, if you had maybe one last question, if you have maybe a grandfather or a great-grandfather and he fought in the Winter War or the Continuation War or the Civil War, what do you think he'd think of Finn, what you're saying, that anybody can be a Finn?
Se riippuu tietenkin, keltä kysyy, että se on aina henkilökohtainen, että jo, kyllä varmasti voi tulla varmasti monista mieltä, mutta se aina riippuu ihmisestä ja tuolla.
Toki asenteet siihen aikaan oli paljon jyrkemmät kuin tänä päivänä,
niin että on,
ajat on muuttunut.
It's just unbelievable. It's like these people don't think. It's like the way they see the world is sort of there's a Hegelian spirit of the age. For that guy, I don't know if people are understanding this. He was saying that, well, yeah, Finns in the old days, they would have thought that Finns, it was all to do with something like genes. But now it's different. That was that time, and this is this time, and it's different. And he saw that as the end of the argument. So it's almost like we live in a time, in a spirit of the age, we absorb the spirit of the age. This is a new spirit of the age, and we won't think any further than that. It's magical thinking, and they have absorbed this. These are working class Finns that don't think very much, and they have absorbed this so thoroughly over the last 20 or 30 years that and that they can't think about any other. Or they did talk about the media. They did say the media has promoted certain things. The media has promoted. It's as though they were more concerned about that. But it's almost the idea that they see the world almost as determined, almost as Manichaean, and there's a spirit of the age and it just controls things, and let's not think beyond it. It's quite extraordinary, I think. And how are Finns different from Swedes or English or any other people?
Mä en tiedä, suomalaiset on ainakin rehellisiä.
And we found that Finnish people have a higher average IQ than Swedes. Meillä on todistus, tukimus, joka todistaa niin. What do you think about that?
Että me oltais viisaampia.
More intelligent.
No, en siihen kyllä osaa sanoa, että ollaanko me viisaampia yhtä kuin muutkaan.
So, do you think someone can become a Finn, or do you have to be born a Finn?
Miksei? Kyllä mä uskon, että silloin jos aito suomalainen, niin kyllä sen pitäisi varmaan syntyä sitten täällä tai ihan pienestä asti kasvaa, että siinä tulee se niin kuin ymmärtää suomalaisuutta ja Suomen tätä elämäntapaa. Ja
so you think that a black person that is born in Finland can be a Finn?
Joo, kyllä se mahdollista. On,
if a dog is born in a stable, does it make it a horse?
ei tietenkään, niin.
The average Finn is a fifth cousin to the next average Finn. People that are foreign, Swedish, English, they are not the same family. That's, I think, the idea maybe that your grandfather would have had.
Niin. Kyllähän pohjoismaalaiset yleensä on ihan omaa rotuunsa. Siis mitä vertaa keski-eurooppalaisiin tai venäläisiin tai niin kuin itämaihin ja tai näihin. Että
all right, thank you very much. Kiitos. Do you have to be born a Finn, or can you kind of become a Finn?
I think you have to be born to be a Finn, yeah.
So you have to be born in Finland?
Yes.
But do you have to have Finnish parents? Or let's say if a person like a person with English parents was born here and learnt the language, could they be a Finn?
Kind of, but not 100%, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Tell me what you mean.
I mean, no. If you are Finn, you must have two Finnish parents to be real Finn. That's what I think.
I guess it's mostly, I think, about identify yourself. I mean, being born in Finland, having Finnish heritage, moving here and living here for long enough to consider yourself Finnish. I don't really know how else to explain.
So do you have to have Finnish parents to be a Finn?
Not necessarily, no, I wouldn't say so. If you've lived here long enough to consider yourself Finnish in a way, or feel like the Finnish culture of Finland is a part of you, that's enough.
So you don't even have to be born here to be Finnish?
No, I wouldn't say so. If it feels right, then it feels right. Who am I to police anyone else's feelings?
Well, are you a Finnish person? And your ancestors are Finns?
I personally am, yes.
So that's who you are to say that, then?
Me, yes.
So, do you think that, for example, someone whose ancestors are Finnish all the way back, is more Finnish than, let's say, my children, who have an English father and a Finnish mother, or, I don't know, a black person that is born in Finland? Are they more Finnish?
No, I don't think you can be more or less a nationality or a culture.
But my children are half English. So are they not less Finnish than someone that's fully Finnish?
Well, no, they're just more English. That doesn't make them less Finnish.
Okay. We found in England, it was on the news many years ago, that your Prime Minister's father, Matti Vanhanen, his father, Tatu Vanhanen, he had shown research that there are in intelligence and that Finnish people have IQ of 100 and the that's why they are that's what this Finnish researcher said. What do you think of that?
I think that's racist bollocks.
It's racist bollocks perhaps, but do you think it's true?
No.
Why not? If that's what the data said, then doesn't it mean it must be true?
The video gets a tad spicy after this chap, so if you want the full version, uncensored, then go over to Substack. Would you like to move beyond a Boomer in Spirit delivering content from his cellar? What about a Boomer in Spirit delivering content into a drone? Tally-ho! How? By supporting the Jolly Heretic Experience, and specifically our upcoming documentary on intelligence and the future of civilization. We will take a trip to the world of the future. Action, adventure, and of course, based science. We will present all of the evidence that intelligence is behind the rise and fall of civilization. Along the way, we will trigger academics, befriend ghetto dwellers, and travel to strange and dangerous places. In fact, we might not come back alive!
You may ask where all the money goes. There's a lot. There's travel expenses, there's transport, there's my crew. I can't do it all by myself. I mean, after all, I've been locked in a basement for the last 4 years.
So prove your dissident status with money. Stop virtue signalling, put your money where your mouth is, and become a paid subscriber. It was never this cheap to save the world, or at least watch it burn in 4K. And if you have really deep pockets, then why not become a founding member of our Substack? For $500 a year, you'll get your name in all of the credits of all our documentaries, and you'll even get a phone call with the landlord himself.